Hi, it's nice to see you all this evening. I'm really going to be talking about, well, partly about my job and what I do, and also about some strategies that we use both at Fremantle's and with outreach, hopefully maybe thinking about how they could be relevant within sort of home situations as well. So do feel free to chip in and ask anything as we go along, because I'm just looking at what I've got here and possibly not much time for questions at the end. So do feel free to chip in as we go along, as I said, and I will do my best. So as Sarah said, I'm one of the outreach teachers from Fremantle's. I think this is probably the third full year of the outreach service formally. Previously, both Linden Bridge on the east side of the county and Fremantle's had an informal outreach service through their our Beacon programmes. But about 3 years ago, Surrey have funded a full-time outreach teacher from each school. So we're funded by Surrey County Council, but based at the schools, Fremantle's and Linden Bridge. And we currently have one full-time and one part-time post at each school. And the part-time post has only been in since September. So in response to demand, I think we can say, safely say. So how the service works, for those, some of you may, you know, I know some people already who are sort of familiar with the outreach service, but we support children with ASD and Asperger syndrome in mainstream primary and nursery schools. Currently, our sort of ceiling is year six, which is the end of the primary phase. There's not a need for it at secondary, but at the moment, there's not the resources, but it's something that whenever we've got the opportunity, we do flag up, because it is something that's being certainly looked into at the moment. Our referrals come generally from schools themselves, the special needs coordinator, class teacher or head teacher, but also sometimes from GPs and paediatricians, multidisciplinary teams. I know all the health districts have slightly different ways of doing things, but we have the child assessment services, our local one to Fremantle's, and they sometimes refer children, and the education psychologist will sometimes refer. So the referrals come in from a variety of sources. And the support to the children in the school may include classroom observation, discussion with the staff working with the child, including suggested strategies. We don't work with the children specifically or formally assess them. Our brief really is more to look at how the children are managing within the class that they're in practically, and to help with strategies for that. Although, I mean, you know, we're very flexible and we might join the group that the child is working with. We tend to try and be quite to blend into the into the classroom a bit, so it's not obvious that we're focusing on a particular child, because obviously, you know, a lot of children don't like to feel that they're being you're being watched. So we might go around and work with a variety of different tables, and, you know, and try and be quite subtle about about how we are in the class. And then we might talk to the children if that's appropriate for that particular child. And obviously, in terms of assessment with a speech and language therapist, so the people who are qualified to do those kind of assessments, the EPs are qualified to do educational assessments. So our brief is slightly different from that. We do provide written feedback, just summarising the content of the visit, really. Occasionally, we might contribute to an in-service day or staff meeting for the whole staff at school to sort of raise awareness, really. And the ones that we've done have been, you know, very positively received, so that's always good news. Meeting with parents sometimes, not always, but sometimes, you know, we would include meeting with parents and feeding back. And attending transition reviews for statemented pupils where appropriate. We aren't able to attend all annual reviews, because obviously we could quite conceivably spend our entire time in annual reviews if we did it that way. But the transition reviews, and by that I mean the end of the infant phase and the end of the junior phase, so the sort of crucial kind of reviews. And we do, although I said we don't really support in secondary schools, we do try to work with the schools to have a transition meeting with the secondary schools where we've been involved with children at the end of the primary phase, so that, you know, we get together. There's a little chap I was working with last year who transferred to secondary school, and we had quite a good transition with the secondary school, and I did some in-service for them at the beginning of the autumn term, and they were really very committed to, you know, working hard to ensure a smooth transition. And in fact, his review's coming up, and I was speaking to the Senko of the secondary school just today, and she was saying that, you know, he's really doing very well, you know, this sort of three-quarters way through is year seven, so it's nice to keep in touch and hear how the children are doing. So developments to outreach currently, due to long waiting times, it's a very small and developing service, so it's really, you know, we're really sort of working and trying to work things out, but we used to try and do termly return visits. Now those aren't always possible at the moment because what was happening was the diary was getting so booked up that it was sort of 6 months in advance and then there was no room for new referrals. But in order to try as an alternative that, we are beginning to trial some workshops on specific subjects for mainstream class teachers to be held at Fremantle's on the subjects such as social stories, teach techniques, behaviour issues and ideas for adapting the curriculum. We actually did our first one recently on social stories and it was very successful. We had about 17 mainstream teachers and they were all schools that we had worked with on outreach already but weren't able to continue visiting. Although the development came out of not having enough time, it's actually a very positive thing because actually all the teachers were saying it was really good to meet other teachers who were working in, you know, in mainstream schools and sharing ideas. And because we'd worked with all these schools before, we asked them to bring along social stories that they'd tried with children already, whether they've been effective or not, and bring them along and share them. And we had, you know, some excellent ideas and, you know, people said, oh yes, I could try that with so-and-so. So it was, although it was born out of of not enough time, it's actually something that is really good that we've actually started. And now it's just trying to find time to keep it going. And we're doing a Twilight one for, we had sort of so many people wanted to do the social stories. We're repeating it now, next week actually, for a different group of staff. So take up was good.